Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. That day will bring about the destruction of the heavens by fire, and the elements will melt in the heat. But in keeping with His promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth where righteousness dwells. If you read the Bible from start to finish, you will notice a theme that comes up many times and in many ways. Look forward to this, the last day is coming. But 2,000 years after the Bible was completed, it still has not arrived. So, is it even on your radar? Do you look forward to this? Did you lose sleep last night thinking about how Jesus will come again in glory? Did you cancel all your plans this weekend to study what the Bible says about the second coming of Christ? Probably not. It's just so easy to lose sight of. Life goes on day after day, and it can be so distracting, especially in this day and age and this time of year. There are Christmas lists to make, Christmas cookies to bake, and Christmas specials to watch. But that's a problem. Why should you desire the things of this world so much that you forget the world to come? It is absolutely worth looking forward to. The heaven and earth we live in, as amazing as they are ruined by sin. They will be destroyed on the last day. In its place, God promises to give us a new heaven and a new earth. Sin and its effects will not continue. No more sickness, obituaries, tornadoes, floods, murder, or bad news. We have no idea how good this will be because it is beyond our experience. It is kind of like Christmas presents under the tree. You know that they will be good, but you don't know exactly what they are. Still, it is terribly exciting to think about those presents, and it is terribly exciting to think about how wonderful the new world God will create for His people will be. That's why it can be hard to wait for it, just as it can be hard for a child to wait to open her Christmas presents. But rest assured, the wait will be worth it. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving me something so wonderful to look forward to. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.